So I'm an artist, a painter, and about 5 years ago, I took a class that was all about conceptual performance art. So we learned about an artist who lived in a gallery, an artist who had himself shot with a real gun, and an artist who confined himself to a tiny jail cell for 1 year and didn't speak a word to anyone. Basically, artists who put their entire life into their work. And I wanted to do that. So there was only one assignment for this class. Try something new. Just do one thing that you've never done before. Good assignment. So what's my project going to be? I wanted it to be something really edgy and radical, something life-changing. One day, I'm at Starbucks. I'm contemplating becoming an avant-garde art rebel and picking out a muffin. I got my cappuccino and I'm sprinkling on my cinnamon, and I notice these customer comment cards that say, "We'd love to hear your thoughts." The word love caught my attention. Seemed a little intimate for corporate literature. So I opened it. There are a few lines on which to write a short paragraph. And again, the phrase, "We'd love to hear your thoughts." That's it. That's my art project. I'm going to write a letter to Starbucks every day for 1 year. Now, what to write? What do Starbucks and I have in common? Well, we both love coffee. Dear Starbucks, I like your coffee. I visit Starbucks almost every day. I like your dairy selection. Milk, 2%, skim, half and half, soy. I appreciate the fact that your stores always have nutmeg and cinnamon. That's not true of all coffee shops. I'm often tempted to steal them. But I don't, because I know it's nicer for everyone. Love, Chris. So after a week or so, I start loosening up. I start really getting into it. I can just be myself. Dear Starbucks, do you think that things happen for a reason? Or is life just totally random? Dear Starbucks, do you think that in order to be an artist, you have to live in a constant state of frustration? Dear Starbucks, I wonder how many people have met and fallen in love at Starbucks. So this goes on for several months. Then one day, they write me back. Dear Christine Ferreira, thank you for contacting Starbucks Coffee Company. It is always a sincere pleasure to hear from valued customers. Providing premium coffee and customer service is Starbucks' ongoing goal. So it's great to hear that your experiences reflect just that. We've shared your comments with the appropriate partners / employees for their consideration. We hope you enjoy Starbucks coffee for years to come. Warm regards, Brian Franson. Okay, so I continue to write Starbucks. They continue to write me back. And after 1 year, I keep going. 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. It becomes like a regular diary to me now. And I feel like I can really confide in them because they're not a real person. Dear Starbucks, today my boyfriend broke up with me. Dear Christine Ferreira, your comments are of great concern to me. Dear Starbucks, if you are truly in love with someone but it doesn't work out, how do you ever really get over it? Dear Christine Ferreira, we've shared your comments with our management team. Dear Starbucks, okay, so if you never get over it, doesn't that mean that just about everyone is walking around with a broken heart? How can love ever hope to blossom? Dear Christine Pereira, we hope your future visits to Starbucks bring you nothing but pleasure. I had found the ultimate pen pal. I didn't know if they actually read my letters or not. Maybe they had a computer that generated automatic responses and signed fake names. Maybe they read them, but they just thought I was a little nuts. Maybe they had a whole war room set up to deal with me, tracking my every move. I had no idea. But this goes on for 5 years, and I've written them close to 2,000 letters. They've sent me a few dozen responses, very polite, very professional, until recently. Hello, Chris. I know you have heard from a few of us representatives at Starbucks over the years. I just wanted to say that it truly is a joy to read your notes. Many of us are able to take a mental break from daily work and put ourselves into your world. Sometimes your notes bring a little bit of sunshine into mine and others' days. And sometimes I hear the sadness in your notes. And I just want you to know that complete strangers are reading your words. And crossing our fingers for you, hoping your day gets better. I hope I'm not being too intrusive in personally writing you. Just something I've wanted to do for a while. Take care, Katie. Okay, so this letter completely took me aback. It was very sweet, it was very sincere, but it was a little too personal. Kinda made me uncomfortable, okay? Now, I realized that I liked writing this big, faceless, anonymous, distant corporation. And I thought that we had kind of an agreement, you know? I'm the human being. I do the babbling. I do the blabbing. I pour my heart out. They make the coffee and tell me to have a nice day. So now they've completely changed our arrangement. And I haven't decided exactly how to respond, but this is one possibility. Dear Starbucks, thank you for contacting Christine Pereira. It is always a sincere pleasure to hear from a global coffee conglomerate, providing humor and insight into our increasingly technocratic society is my ongoing goal. So it's great to hear that your experience reflects just that. I forwarded your comments to the appropriate partners / Stoop storytelling audience for their consideration. I hope you will enjoy my manic, rambling letters for years to come. Warm regards, Christine Pereira.
Christine Pereira sharing her story at the Stoop Storytelling Series in 2009. Christine has continued her correspondence since then, and this weekend marks the 10-year anniversary of her long-distance relationship with the multinational coffee corporation. She has decided to celebrate the occasion by publishing a book which, as you might guess, chronicles the letters and drawings and actuarial charts and other items that she has sent to Starbucks over the past decade. And it's my pleasure now to welcome to the program Christine Pereira. Christine, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you.
One of the really interesting things about this project of yours, and something that people may not have gotten a sense of from your Stoop story, is that what you've created is a bona fide, intimate diary. The nature of all this correspondence is such that when you read through these letters one after another, you're very much a voyeur to a real life unfolding. Someone with real insecurities and heartbreaks and everything else that goes into a diary. And I mean, the idea of the project is a brilliant art concept, but the actual content itself is extremely personal. What's it like to put all this now into a book for the entire world to see?
I will admit, it has been a little excruciating. I think it was something that I've been thinking about doing for at least a year or two and have been kind of putting off because I was afraid to go back and read through my diary because, as you said, it is a real diary. And there's always like a little cringe there when you encounter your past self. And so I was very afraid to even crack open the first, you know, page to start editing. But once I did, I got pretty sucked in. I have to say it. I was sort of like, there was actually a lot more of interest to me than I thought there would be.
I guess the irony here is that, you know, what was so liberating about these letters in the first place is that they were like essentially, you know, heading into this corporate void, and the idea that they may not ever be read, that they were just kind of like disappearing into the universe, and that if they were read, then you'd just be some anonymous weirdo out there. But now you're very much attaching your real self to these letters and to this history.
Well, that was the thing, is that I really loved the idea. At that time, it seemed like if I send this letter and it goes far away and I don't really know who's going to read it and it's this, you know, it just goes into this anonymous void, then somehow that was kind of comforting and safe to me. So when the first time that I ever got a letter back from them, which I didn't really know if I would, I wasn't expecting it. I did sort of think that maybe it just went into a trash heap and no one ever read it. It was probably about 6 months into the project, and I was scared, and I thought it was going to be some kind of cease and desist or threat, or I don't know why they would, you know, tell me, stop telling us your personal business. But you know, it was kind of like, and then it also was a little burst the bubble of it just going away, you know, just good, because it was sort of that message in a bottle thing, and you know, like,
yeah, there is that fourth wall that you seem to revel in poking at, this wall between an anonymous consumer and an equally anonymous corporation, and then you get to a point where you actually have like punched through that wall, and I guess you feel like you've been defeated by your own success.
Yeah, it's sort of like I get to be the human in this scenario.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I have to say, as I read through this book now, as it exists, I keep imagining it as something that I might possibly see on the rack at a Starbucks in the near future, like next to the Starbucks, you know, featured CDs and such. Is that something that's in the realm of possibility in your mind?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's, I don't know why, but that's almost my worst nightmare. But I don't know why. I mean, I don't have...
Yeah, you have to wonder, if that happens, do you feel like you've won or lost at the game that you're playing?
Yeah. See, at the very beginning of the project, I was thinking a lot about that film, The Corporation, the premise of which is, if corporations were people, what type of people they would they be? And their conclusion is that they would be sociopaths. And I was thinking a lot about, you know, I know of a lot of projects that are sort of corporate sabotage or, you know, I guess antagonistic to corporations. And I have very strong opinions about all of those things. However, my only rule for this from the beginning is that I don't make it political. The premise is just that they would love to hear my thoughts. Here are my thoughts. And well, I planned to do it for a year, and then I decided to go 5 and then 10.
So what happens now? Do you continue?
Well, on the 10th anniversary, I'm having a show and a performance, and I'm going to have a voting booth and let the audience decide.
Whether or not this relationship should continue.
Yes.
Wow.
I have to say, I love doing it, but part of me feels like, oh, stop already. It's long enough already. You know, it's like, don't make your whole life about this project. My whole life is not about this project. I do a lot of other projects. But then the other part of me is just like, it's the most enjoyable thing I've ever done.
It sounds like you want to continue writing. But you're determined to let the public decide.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Christine Ferreira is the author of Starbucks Diary. Her book comes out next weekend, and you're all cordially invited to celebrate with Christine at her book release event. It's happening next Saturday, February 14th at 9 p.m. at The Crown, 1910 North Charles Street. And details are at her website, ChristineFerrera.com. That's Christine, F-E-R-R-E-R-A.com. And thanks, Christine.
Thanks, Aaron.